Governor Phil Scott says he will veto the newly passed state budget unless lawmakers agree not to increase the state's non-residential property tax rate. Scott says he's giving legislative leaders until Thursday to find a solution that meets his requirements. But House Speaker Mitzi Johnson says she is not giving in to Scott's demands. BPR's Bob Kinzel reports.
If you want an example of the dramatic gulf between Governor Phil Scott and legislative leaders over the issue of property tax rates, a hastily called meeting on Tuesday of the state's emergency board served as a stark reminder. The emergency board consists of the governor and the four chairs of the Appropriation and Tax Committees of the House and the Senate. Scott called the meeting to highlight new higher budget surplus numbers that were released last week. But the four Democratic chairs refused to attend the meeting, saying they already knew about the new surplus number and agreed with it, so there was no need to join the governor. Scott wants to use the surplus money to stabilize the residential and the non-residential statewide property tax rates. Democratic leaders have agreed to a plan that includes no increase in the residential rate, and they want to put some additional one-time money into the state's teacher retirement fund. Scott has until Thursday afternoon to sign or veto that budget.
The likelihood is growing every day that I'll be vetoing that budget. I don't see that there's any other, I have any other choice in some respects, because there is no incentive for anyone to come back to the table if those rates are going to increase by July 1.
Scott says it would be possible to end the stalemate if lawmakers would agree to use the new budget surplus.
I believe we can come to agreement because we have enough cash to settle both initiatives. We can pay down the teacher retirement debt more. And we can pay down the property tax rates as well. So everyone can win, and the bottom line, taxpayers win as well.
House Speaker Mitzi Johnson says she's holding firm because the House plan is the most fiscally responsible approach.
For the governor to make these demands all along the way, saying this is exactly what I want the legislature to pass and this is when I want them to do it, is completely forgetting that we are co-equal branches of government, and we too represent Vermonters.
Johnson says the governor's plan artificially increases state spending on education and will lead to a funding crisis next year. She also says Scott is inappropriately using the threat of a state government shutdown to force the legislature to give in to his demands.
He is taking everybody that depends on state government and using kind of their fear as, quote, leverage. That sounds an awful lot like kind of Washington Trump politics to me, which nobody thought he was capable of and is very disappointing to see.
If Scott vetoes the new state budget later this week, lawmakers will return to the state house next week to consider overriding the governor's veto. For VPR News, I'm Bob Kinzel in Montpelier.